Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh, my gosh. It's Zoe Moon. I'm assuming if you're tuning in, you know that, but I'll say it. We are heading into our last week of Mercury retrograde. I am so freaking happy about that. I can't tell you. It brought back my cough. I went to the doctor today, and I'm on all kinds of cough stuff. So hopefully, you know, I won't be so annoying tonight for you guys, and it's clearing up now, maybe by the end of this retrograde. What do you think? So I want to touch on, you know, what days really stand out in this week ahead. If there are still any Mercury retrograde themes that you need to deal with. Remember when Mercury retrogrades, everything kind of goes glitchy and crazy and awry. So, you know, there's not a lot you can probably do about that part except be extra vigilant when dealing with the details. However, it is also a time when we have the past come back around, so it's a really good time to go back and revise things or give yourself a second shot at something. Maybe it's a relationship or a job or some idea. Maybe you came up with some stellar book idea sometime in the past, and now you've got an opportunity to pick that back up and look at it and say, there's still a nugget of something good in there, and I could work on that. So anything that you go back towards and revisit, revise, rework, release, reclaim, then this week is an important week for that because it is our last week of Mercury retrograde. It ends on Friday the 28th. So in this week ahead, we have 3 days that are going to stand out, meaning these days are the days that it's important for you to either have that thought or idea or make that internal decision or in an outward way, get out there and meet or talk with somebody, you know, propose something or offer something or field an offer, perhaps it will come at you, to deal with agreements, negotiations, sales, and just to, you know, go back. And so the days that stand out for this are Friday, the 21st, and Sunday, the 23rd, and Thursday, the 27th. So those 3 days are your last real days to make that count. So what are those days bringing up for us? Well, Friday is a challenge. So you are either challenging yourself to push some people a little bit harder or push yourself a little bit harder, really say something that you feel challenged to say or ask for something that you feel challenged to ask for. Look for ways to overcome an obstacle. It's, you know, some people ask me sometimes, wow, well, if I know the days where the aspects are good and I know the days where the aspects are quote unquote bad or challenging, wouldn't I just avoid talking to people on the bad days and just, you know, jump in on the good days? And, you know, there are astrologers out there that tell you just to do that. In my opinion, you know, these challenging days set up the good days. And so, you know, let's say you're throwing a party and you want to, you know, you want a lot of people to show up and make it wonderful. Well, you know, you might have to work extra hard on Friday, the challenging day, to contact everybody and get everybody, you know, working on it. But by Sunday, the positive, easy aspect day with Mercury, you know, you're relishing the afterglow of the wonderful occasion. And so I do think, you know, life is a balance between the hard work and the fun stuff. You can choose the way you want to deal with it. The good thing about knowing that it's a challenging day is you don't set yourself up. You don't walk in blind thinking, oh, this is a piece of cake. I'm going to ask for this and they're just going to give it to me. You can prepare yourself to have a lot of good ammunition that you're going to go in there and say, you know, to kind of get your point across. And you're not going to expect, you know, it's really nice to kind of go in there and not expect a complete finalized affirmation on the day that the aspect is challenging. Put the information in front of them on Friday and ask them if you can then talk on Sunday after they've had a couple days to think about it. And you know that Sunday is the easy day, right? So I think that's how you work this energy. Excuse me. And so, you know, Friday, you're looking for ways to overcome the obstacle or challenging yourself to be more ambitious, to do something really big, and you may be just needing to open up the lines of communication with a lot of people as you deal with that. On Sunday, like I said, this is an easy aspect. This is called an opportunity aspect on Sunday. And so Sunday, things really kind of open up. There's an open door. So this is a fantastic day if you need to send out resumes for the week ahead or reminders for something you're doing in the week ahead or plan out your week ahead and put some things on the schedule, invite some people to some things, or just get together with somebody on Sunday and really have that conversation. Again, you're trying to tie up loose ends. You're trying to go back and see what is possible and work on these things to see if it has value in going forward once Mercury retrograde is over. And then the final Mercury day is Thursday, next Thursday, the 27th. I'm going to go ahead and include it in today's show because it happens before my show will happen next Thursday. So, and again, this is a conjunction of the Moon and Mercury. So that conjunction is always an end point and a brand new beginning point. It's, you know, they're together. They're embraced together. So they're either, you know, you finally made those final decisions. Let's face it, this is Thursday, the 27th, and then on Friday the 28th in the morning, Mercury goes direct. So Thursday is that last kind of like, okay, I am either done or I'm saying yes to you and we're doing something moving forward out of this retrograde phase. We went back, we reclaimed what we needed to, we let go of what we needed to, we made the adaptations, we fine-tuned it, and now we're ready to go forward. So, you know, make a note on your calendar that Friday, Sunday, Thursday, if you still feel like there's somebody you need to talk to, some idea you need to deal with, some situation, or somebody's been reaching out to you, you know what those days are like now. I will go through and talk about how it'll affect each sign a little bit more specifically. But that's our Mercury retrograde. In the week ahead, we also have two other configurations that I think are of note. One is happening on Monday, the 24th, and Lisa texted me and asked, or emailed me and asked me about a meeting next week, how it would go for her in the beginning of the week. Well, Monday is a pretty fabulous day. Monday, Venus, which rules love and income and women, so focus in on one of those things on Monday, or focus in on all of them if you're really ambitious. And so Venus is going to form a sextile to Saturn. This is, it's an opportunity aspect. And so what I can tell you guys is if you think back to the third week of September, now I know for me if somebody asked me, hey, what was going on in the third week of September, the only way I'd be able to know is to get on Facebook and backtrack. I don't have that kind of mind but that keeps track of that kind of stuff. But if you're one of those really organized people that can just say, oh, yeah, I know what was really important to me that third week of September, it's in the third week of September, you were starting off brand new with something that involved Venus energy, so something important with a woman or something important with your love relationship or your quest for love or loving yourself or something really important with making money. So now when we get to Monday the 24th, a door opens. It's the first door that opens in a really serious long-term way that we've had since the third week of September over this particular topic, okay? And this is a very favorable aspect. So Saturn is saying you can get a long-term commitment now. You can set some kind of structure in place that can help you going forward to the next stage. You can end something with a finality that is beneficial in one of these areas. You can pour your ambitions into something that the door is open towards right now that you started back in September. And, you know, you can take the lead. You can be, you know, goal-oriented. So I feel like Monday is pretty spectacular as far as it's not like frou-frou spectacular. It's not like whistles blowing and party favors and, you know, goo-goo eyes spectacular. It's like serious, solid cementing of something spectacular. And so, again, focus in on what is it that you're trying to achieve when it comes to love or money or women. And finally, in our week ahead, and really what I kind of wrote about on the title for this show, is there is going to be a Jupiter-Uranus square. Now, what's such a big deal about this? Wednesday the 26th, Jupiter squares Uranus. They are part of ongoing back and forth, part of a square, a T-square, a grand cross, depending on how many planets join the party. On Wednesday the 26th, it's just Jupiter and Uranus in this perfected square, although there is a loose grand cross all around us, all the way through, you know, April, when it's going to get incredibly intense. So what does it mean? Well, what I want to say is that Wednesday the 26th is going to be very significant when we're looking forward, when we're looking at that new moon that is going to happen at the very end of March, on March 30th in Aries, and will activate a grand cross. And then when the grand cross actually becomes exact in the cardinal signs, all four cardinal signs with major playing aspects all on 13 degrees, and is about the kind of massive next level of upheaval and change and rebirthing that we are all struggling through and overcoming during this 2012 to 2015 period. So because we know that, because we know March 30th is going to set something in motion that is going to be incredibly intense and dynamic, and that it's going to peak on April 22nd in some kind of, you know, revolutionary way in our life, then I would say that you really do want to pay attention to where you're at in your own story on Wednesday the 26th. Jupiter and Uranus are both planets that have a one-world context to them. It's about all of us, and it is about the background setting of your life. And somewhere in this big overall scenery of your life, Uranus is saying that you need to revolutionize something for yourself, that you need to break away from something. It's going to feel intense on Wednesday the 26th. However, not as intense as it's going to get from March 30th through April 22nd, not near. So you do need to take it serious. What do I feel is, you know, where do I need to break away? Do I need to break away from a bad habit, a relationship, a job, a situation I'm in, a rut that I'm in, some subconscious pattern that I'm in? What do I need to do for myself that could make me feel like my original light is coming through? Where can I awaken myself? What personal or physical change do I need to make? Is there something about my name, identity, or title that needs to be shifted in some way? Is there something about my brand or my image or my body? So Uranus is going to be pushing hard on that, and it's pushing hard on that so that you do get out of anything that is complacent or feels stagnant, and you do awaken to the great inner, higher energy of yourself. At the same time that Uranus is doing this to all of us on an individual level, within the mass consciousness, because you are going to see some things play out on the global level based around these things. At the same time, Jupiter, which is the square to Uranus, Jupiter is pushing equally as hard, maybe with a softer hand, because Jupiter really is about, not so much about change, but it's about expansion. Something needs to grow. Something needs to open up, and you need to do something bigger here, because Jupiter, what Jupiter wants is more happiness or more prosperity or some kind of protection in an area. And Jupiter is playing out through the fourth house, which means all of this growth, protection, happiness, prosperity that we are trying to push for on Wednesday is focused on our home, who we live with, our roommates, our family. It could be about a parent. It can be about real estate in general. It can be about a move or a renovation. It's really about how secure you feel, what your foundations in life are built on. And there needs to be some kind of growth here. So the personal change and the personal freedom and the personal identity and the awakening and the need to connect with your soul group and your cause and your mission in life is up against this very big thing going on at the core root of your chart. On a global stage, you know, what this area has to do with our country, our land, you know, what's happening here at the root of what's going on in our world here in the country. And Uranus is bringing some kind of revolutionary, you know, awakening or change to that. And you're going to see this escalating from March 30th to April 22nd. As far as looking at your personal security right now from this point forward until we're out the other side of this at the end of April, you need to look at where you are. You may need to go speak with somebody financial. Make sure that you have your money in safe places, that if you need to take some money out in case there's something really crazy that goes on with these aspects on a global scale, that you have a safety net. You need to look at what your family dynamics are and if there's support for the right people. This is definitely about end-of-life stuff, so if there's elderly people that need being taken care of, you need to look in on that and what you're capable of giving and doing in those areas. And Jupiter as a whole has to do with our faith, so it's definitely a good time to believe in yourself and believe in the higher calling to everything that's going on. It also has to do with the legal process, so if there's anything legal that you really, you know, need to go ahead and get taken care of now and this week ahead, good time to do it. Anything that involves foreign soil or travel, anything that involves marketing or media of the situation or educational, you know, prospects, learning or teaching from the home or learning something about the family or what, however that plays out for you. And so I think I've, you know, beat that one up enough. So it's big. You know, it really is going to be this big resonating background force that we're going to feel as it gets more and more and more intense over this next couple months. So, it again, really important to just take a moment. If you're tuning into this, you're aware. So you stop on that day, on Wednesday the 26th, and you kind of, I'd give it half the day, make sure you've had a few experiences, and you know, ask yourself some questions about those things and what it is that you may still need to do, and really be proactive about it, because, you know, from the 26th of February until we get to that new moon on March 30th, that's not very many days going by until it's really going to escalate. So you do want to be prepared for anything that you need to do. All right. So that's my overview. So let's talk about how this breaks down for everybody. You know, for Aries, this Mercury retrograde is asking you to reevaluate your aspirations, to work out things with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, any events or parties or gatherings. And so Friday is testing you over any issues that may still be needed to be dealt with. There may be something financial or sexual or divorce or third-party related on Friday around those themes. On Sunday, it's very positive and open door, which means, you know, the friends, the groups, the internet, the causes, charity, your aspirations, aligning in a positive way to anything legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding-oriented, political, religious, all of that's kind of open door. So if you need to talk, if you need to share those ideas or land something, Sunday's a good day to put that out there. And by Thursday, you've come to that fine point of the Moon and Mercury together in that social context. So you're really kind of choosing an ending or a beginning on Thursday, so that by and that's Thursday the 27th, so that by Friday you're moving forward with Mercury going direct. Venus and Saturn on Monday the 24th. Again, think back to mid-September last year and what you were starting out with. Venus is, you know, saying there's a goal or something career-related, maybe a boss, a parent, a judge, a big ambition in the works, and all revolving around Venus. So this would be a woman or the goal you have for love or the career and ambition that you have around making money. So on Monday the 24th, the door opens up, and there is potential to reach out to outside financial resources. So you could get, you know, the loan underway or the debt paid off or the inheritance or settlement or investment or bankruptcy or insurance or taxes or commissions or alimony, you know, partners' money, whatever that financial interest is, then it's strongly opening up to you on Monday, and you should be proactive about what you can do about that. If your goal is Venus is with love or women, then the door can also open up here in the sexual context or with the divorce proceedings or that third party again. So there, you know, you can cement things one way or the other on Monday. The Jupiter-Uranus square, Uranus is in the sign of Aries. So the Aries are reinventing themselves. They're really, you know, they can be a little bit erratic and up and down, you know, while it's being under such heavy aspects from outer bodies. However, you know, they're kind of genius right now, and they have all kinds of really incredible breakthroughs and awakenings going on with them. They may feel like rebelling or breaking free of something on Wednesday, or really making a personal change or a physical change or a change to their body, their identity, their brand. And so whatever this idea or this changes that comes along, it will tie in with something big around home, family, real estate, roommates, parents, renovations, moves, or your security needs. And again, that is serious because it ties into what will be really amping up from March 30th to April 22nd. For Taurus, this Mercury retrograde last week is asking that you guys do any last revamping, revising, revisiting, reclaiming when it comes to your career, your goals, your ambition, your status, your reputation, fame, or dealings with authority figures, the parent, the boss, the judge, somebody like that. And so Friday, you challenge yourself, and this challenge involves a serious relationship, a partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor. And by Sunday, the door opens, and there is a positive way to get to that goal or further the career or deal with the authority figure, and it ties in with something financial. You could get your, you know, that bonus, that commission check, or pay off something or get the loan. Or it ties in with something sexual or divorce-oriented if the goal is, you know, a personal goal, I guess. And then by Thursday, the 27th, the emotions, the Mercury energy come together, and you're ready now. You know what it is that you're done with. You know what it is you're ready to move forward on when it comes to career, goals, authority figures, and all of that. So, you know, you'll be in talks or hearing offers or making choices on those 3 days. The Venus-Saturn aspect that's forming on Monday the 24th. Obviously, anytime Venus is involved, it's personal for Taurus. And so you think back to the third week of September last year and what you were setting off with Venus, with a woman, with love, or with income that had to do with travel or weddings or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal matters, or educational pursuits. And now on Monday the 24th, finally, the door swings open, and you can cement something. And you're going to cement something one way or the other. It can be a finalization or a long-term commitment or a way to structure things in some solid form over one of those themes, maybe several of those themes if you're working on a lot. And the door opens in league with that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, whoever that person is that's the key individual. You can make it matter on Monday the 24th. The Jupiter-Uranus square that's happening in the background for Taurus on Wednesday the 26th, it becomes, you know, perfected. Uranus is trying to get you to kind of awaken and break free when it comes to your spiritual beliefs, when it comes to your romantic encounters or private time that you have for romance, when it comes to your fantasies and dreams, when it comes to your artistic talents and projects, like film, music, art, any of that, when it comes to what's going on in a hospital or around healing, when it comes to research or investigations or any kind of project in development. That's a lot, and it's a very kind of mystical, interesting field of play, very connected to the muse and to your unconscious mind, subconscious mind. So Uranus is trying to bring some kind of shake-up and awakening, and you're going to feel that need to do something different or to jump into a sudden change or to, you know, get out of the rut on Wednesday the 26th. Jupiter is trying to push for some kind of big decision or agreement or offer or sale or, you know, meeting. And probably because Jupiter's in Cancer, that it does color somehow into your own security or what's going on in the home or with family or a parent or a roommate or renovation or move and all of that. So, you know, look for ways to reinvent yourself. Look for ways to embrace the change. Look for ways that can bring something bigger and better, and dive in because it's going to get more intense from March 30th to April 22nd. For Gemini, the Mercury retrograde, this last week of Mercury retrograde, is going to be asking that you guys really focus in on anything you still need to tie up, refine, revise, rework, let go of, or reclaim when it comes to legal matters, when it comes to travel plans or foreign interests, when it comes to media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, when it comes to educational pursuits, weddings, political agendas, or religious beliefs. It's a lot of the higher mind there. And so there are 3 days that stand out this week where, you know, if you're going to get back there into the past and tie something up, these are your days. So Friday the 21st is going to challenge you. It really means that you need to deal with the paperwork, or you need to do the work, or you need to face a health issue, or you need to deal with the animals or the environmental issue in the mix. So talk about it. Take in the information. Ask questions. Do what you can. On Sunday the 23rd, there is an open door. All of a sudden, this legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political agenda from the past, there's a door that opens, and there's something positive that can come from this if you engage a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, even the competitor or opponent. Something is, you can be kind of, there's some terms you can come to or some idea that you get that can help. And then by Thursday the 27th, you are at the conjunction, and it's the last, you know, it goes direct on Friday the 28th. So by Thursday the 27th, you will either be making that choice to finalize something or to commit to something long term, again, around those Mercury retrograde themes. When we look at the Venus Saturn sextile on Monday the 24th for Gemini, you know, again, go back to the third week of September in last year, 2013, and what it was that you were starting out in when it came to, you know, anything with your, you know, I should be giving you guys this from the Saturn side of this, shouldn't I? I should. Sorry, Mercury retrograde moment. So for Gemini, you know, look back at that middle of September, third week, and what you were really wanting to get serious about when it came to work, paperwork, health, or animals, and, you know, if there was something you were trying to end or something that you were trying to commit to, and what was going on with the woman in the picture, or what was going on with love or your personal income in the picture. And on Monday the 24th, we get the first door opening, which means all of a sudden now you can do something about the outside financial interest or third-party situation or controlling interest. So if you can deal with that woman or the love or the income through a loan or an inheritance or a bankruptcy or debt consolidation or dealing with taxes or insurance or investments or settlements or commissions or alimony or child support. On the personal side, the door opens up to divorce proceedings or the sexual life. Very deep part of the chart for Gemini, but the door's opening up. So whatever details you need to take care of, whatever paperwork you need to do, whatever job or health or animal pursuit that you're doing, do it on Monday. And the Jupiter-Uranus square that forms on Wednesday the 26th, Uranus is trying to get you guys to break out of a rut, reinvent yourself, free yourself, innovate, bring your originality in when it comes to your aspirations. And it's going to play through friends and groups and the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings, parties, events. Causes. And so, you know, this is going to be maximized on Wednesday the 26th, and it's going to square Jupiter, which means there's a big push here over feeling valued or making money or your possessions or a purchase in the mix. Again, because Jupiter's in Cancer, your own feeling of security or what's going on in the home or with family may play into all of what you're doing to feel valued or to make money or to deal with possessions or purchases. But the square is asking you to break out of the rut, to really look at where you may feel stagnant, what you can do to do something bigger in those areas of income and possessions and purchases and value. And the more you focus on what's going on Wednesday the 26th here, the more you'll be ready for what's going to come between March 30th and April 22nd. For Cancer, Mercury retrograde is really amping it up this week. It's the last week of Mercury retrograde, and it's asking you guys, you know, what do you still need to say, write, sign, sell, or deal with when it comes to any of those financial realms, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the commissions, the settlements, the investments, the alimony, the child support. I don't know. My brain hurts. How many things can I think of over and over? I don't know. It's just silly. But, you know, you get the picture, the money, right? Not your income, and every other kind of money. Or on the personal side of your life, what's going on in your sex life, your intimacy needs, your reproductive needs with a birth, with mortality issues, or a divorce. Yeah. Okay, so Cancer, in this week ahead, your last week to go back and take care of issues or interests in these areas. Friday challenges you. It's going to challenge you to deal with some of this involving a lover or the need for love, children, creative projects, or your recreational pursuits. On Sunday the 23rd, the door is going to open in that financial, sexual, divorce, or third-party arena. It's going to open, and it's going to say, okay, you can get the paperwork done or move forward. You can get the job done or you can land the job. You can do something with a coworker or someone you hire to help you. You can get health matters aligned to those themes, or you can deal with whatever the, you know, financial or shared interest is with the animals that you're taking care of. By Thursday, the 27th, you are at the conjunction, and you have either made the decision to end some things or to commit long-term to some things in those financial, sexual, divorce arenas. The Venus-Saturn opportunity that's coming up on Monday the 24th, excuse me, look back to the third week of September. What was it that you were really getting serious about with love, kids, creative projects, or recreation that involved a female or, again, the love or making money? Those are your Venus themes. And know that on Monday the 24th, a door is finally going to open here, and there is going to be potential for you to now reach that female or that next level with the love or the next level with the income through a partner either romantic or business, or through an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, or in a new way of dealing with a competitor or opponent, any key relationship, the door opens to them. So look for ways to commit, to make positive endings, to structure things. You should find ways to move that forward on Monday the 24th. The Jupiter-Uranus square that is forming on the 26th is going to be asking that you feel where you are in this need to free yourself, to reinvent yourself, to come out of a stagnant place or make some kind of big change when it comes to your personal goals, your career, your reputation, your fame, your parent, your boss, the judge, or any other authority figure. So Uranus is really going to be shaking it up. Something's coming out of the blue here, and we need to do what we can to have our own individual needs met here and to break free and to, you know, throw something new into the mix. And this is pushing against Jupiter in your own sign, Cancer. So there's something big going on with you and probably playing out in the home or with family, parents, roommates, real estate, renovations, or moves. So this hits some kind of big turning point on Wednesday the 26th, where you really need to look for ways that can make you see some growth or experience some happiness or prosperity, and what needs to change and how's it all coming together. Pay attention to where you find yourself on this Wednesday the 26th, because, again, it is going to amp up exponentially between March 30th and April 22nd, and you want to be prepared. So see what it is you can do this week towards that. For Leo, this Mercury retrograde, this last week we have ahead, is really asking that you guys get very, serious about what you still need to say, ask for, demand, write, sign, agree upon, sell, any of these Mercury themes directed at a partner, or an agent, or an attorney, or a client, or an opponent, or a specialist, or a competitor. Key relationships, really big deal in this week ahead, some one-on-ones. So if you still need to go back to the past and deal with something, this is it. So there's 3 days, Friday, the 21st, you're challenged. You're going to be challenged over your needs in the home with family, parents, roommates, real estate, moves, renovations, anything where you hang your hat. What's going on here? What do you need to do or say here? On Sunday the 23rd, the door opens up with these key relationships, and all of a sudden there's opportunity in these talks or the offers or the proposals or the decisions with them towards something in the creative field or with involving children or your recreational pursuits or your love life. Very positive. And by Thursday the 27th, you come back to the beginning or you get to the end or both. And so now by Thursday the 27th, you're either closing some doors on some relationships or issues from the past, or you're committing to going forward in some new way with these people and they to you. And so you really should have some idea of what's going on the 27th, and then on the 28th, Mercury's done retrograding. And so open up, talk, ask for what you need. When we look at the Venus-Saturn sextile for Leo, look back to the third week of September. What were you trying to be serious about when it came to your home, your family, your roommates, your move, your renovation, your parents, real estate deals, your security needs in life? What did you want to get serious about there? And how did that involve either a woman or your lover, income potential? What needed to happen there? You know, you were at a beginning point back in September. On Monday the 24th, a door finally opens here, and it's opening via this woman or the love or the income potential, and it's saying there is potential here now to land the work or further the work or get the work or do something with coworkers or people you hire or sign paperwork. Is that enough work for you? And there's also opportunity opening up involving your pets or any animal interests you have, or opportunity opening up around health needs or interests. So all of these are beneficial, and you want to kind of open that door now and see where you can go with that. Commit in things positively, structure things, be ambitious. The Jupiter-Uranus square for Leo that forms on Wednesday the 26th. We're building to it all week. Uranus is trying to get you guys to break out, to free yourself, to reinvent yourself, to make some changes and awaken when it comes to media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, legal matters, travel plans or foreign interests, educational pursuits, weddings, politics, religion. And so you're going to feel this very intensely. You know, who are you and where are your needs being met here and what needs to change? And it's pushing against or being pushed against by Jupiter. And Jupiter is looking for ways to see growth in your life and to find more happiness or more prosperity. So Jupiter is equally saying, I want something big to happen in film, music, art, anything in that artistic realm. I want something big to happen in the spiritual realm, your meditation, your yoga, your magic, your psychic interests, your walks in nature. I want something big to happen with a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway or my fantasy life in romance. I want something big to happen with a hospital or healing or dealing with addictions. I want something big to happen with a hidden enemy or self-sabotaging tendency or bad habit. I want something big to happen with research or investigations or a project in development. Or I want something big to happen involving a retreat or isolating period and way that I'm kind of, you know, incubating something. And so, you know, it's pretty heavy for Leo. It's pretty deep, right? I'm sure you're feeling it in a few of those areas. Know that wherever you find yourself on Wednesday the 26th, this is a really important time because, like I said, for all signs, when we get between the days of March 30th and April 22nd, it's going to get incredibly over the top. So you want to be prepared for that. You want to start to make choices now. You want to be consciously objective about what's happening so you're not just being tossed along the flow, the wave. You're really kind of guiding the ship down or up its course. All right, so for Virgo, you know, Mercury retrograde affects you guys. You're co-ruled by Mercury. So I know you guys are feeling it. In this last week of Mercury retrograde, 3 days stand out, Friday, Sunday, and Thursday, the 27th. And so for Virgo, the focus is on going back and wrapping up anything, making some adjustments or choosing something one way or the other when it comes to your job, your coworkers, the people you hire, when it comes to any paperwork, the search for work, when it comes to anything health-oriented, so that can be anything from, you know, revisiting the doctor to getting back on the diet to joining a gym or hiring a trainer or starting to eat better or take your supplements, or when it comes to animals or the environment and any causes or interests you have in those areas. So, this, you know, these days that stand out, you need to go ahead and have those talks or make those choices or hear the information that you need so you can process and move forward. And so Friday challenges you. There's going to be something that you have to work harder at or push yourself to say or push yourself to deal with as you hear it over those themes. Definitely do push yourself, though, if you're feeling like you need to get in there and deal with health. Or talk to somebody on the job or, you know, talk to somebody about the paperwork or the animals. I mean, push yourself to do this because it's saying you need to. by Sunday the 23rd, a door opens and there's something positive around that work, paperwork, health or pet arena. And it's playing out tied into your home environment or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or roommate or family or parent. So, yeah, seek it out. See what you can get done there on Sunday. And then by Thursday, you are at the conjunction. So you've kind of come to that point where you know what you're going to leave behind. You know what you're going to take forward with you. You do still have to say a few things or make a few decisions on that day. But you're ready to get ready to move forward on Friday the 28th. Okay, for the Venus-Saturn sextile for Virgo, you know, back in the third week of September, you were really looking at serious talks, offers, proposals, decisions, agreements, sales, writing, meetings. Could have been something serious with a brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, electronics, community efforts, or short trip as well. A lot there for Virgo as well. So whatever was really kind of standing out that you wanted to get serious with, involving a woman in one of those themes, or involving your love life in one of those themes, or involving your income in one of those themes, then know that on Monday the 24th, the first door opens and you get an opportunity now to move something forward with the woman or the income or love. And it plays out through your love life or with and around children or with your creative prospects or projects or with recreational opportunities. So open up, talk about it, ask for it, say yes, looks really positive. Or even if you have to say no, it's under positive aspect, so you can probably get a good ending if it needs to be an ending. And the Jupiter-Uranus square for Virgo, Uranus is trying to get you guys to break out of something, to free yourself, to reinvent yourself, to awaken and make changes when it comes to shared financial interests. So the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, investments, settlements, royalties, partners, money, whatever that financial context, Uranus is trying to shake things up and get you to come out of any stagnation there. It's also trying to free you up and awaken you when it comes to the personal side of these deeper shared matters, which means your sex life, your reproductive needs, a birth, mortality issues, or divorce. So expect Wednesday the 26th to really kind of rock this world and bring these things to your attention that need to be. At the same time, Jupiter is squaring, so Jupiter is saying, I want to see some growth in this other area. I want happiness here. I want prosperity here. And for Virgo, that means around your aspirations or through your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, parties and events, original ideas, inventions, or your freedom. So Jupiter's pushing at the same time. So wherever you find yourself in that equation, pay special attention to it. Do what you can to embrace the changes and evolve the situation, and continue to do that, because by March 30th to April 22nd, it's going to get very intense over those themes, and you do want to be prepared and as far out towards the direction you want to go as you can be. For Libra, Mercury retrograde in its last week is going to be really pushing you guys to have the last say or ask for things or sign things or deal with agreements or sales or writing, meeting, talks, and decisions focused on your creative projects, your love life, children, and recreational activities. And 3 days really stand out. Friday the 21st, when you're going to be tested or challenged to either be more ambitious or to get over some obstacle, and that will involve income or possessions or purchases. And then by Sunday the 23rd, you're in there over those the love, creative project, kids, or recreation topics that you're discussing or deciding about. And this aligns very positive with the communications. So you can set up the meeting or have the talk or write something up or sign agreements or deal, you know, at least negotiate them if you were trying to hold off until after retrograde's over, or make the sale or get out there locally or take a short trip. All this looks very favored on Sunday. And then by Monday, you're at the conjunction the day before Mercury goes direct. So you really are kind of at that point where you are going to be making some choices about what stays and what goes, and being ready to move forward in the new direction. This Venus-Saturn sextile, again, for Libra, obviously this is felt on a personal level because Venus is your ruler. And what I can say is look back to the third week of September. What were you really trying to get serious with involving your income, your possessions, your purchases, or being valued at some other level that tied in with a woman or tied in with your income level you were at the time or tied in with your love life? those are your Venus themes in the mix, right? Women, love, and income. So you were trying to get serious about something then, and the door opens finally on Monday the 24th and says you can take something to the next level in these areas involving the home or a move or renovation or real estate deal or property management or family or parents or roommate or your own security needs. So do look for ways to make long-term commitments or be ambitious or set limits or structure things or end something under a positive banner again. On Wednesday the 26th, Jupiter squares Uranus and you know, you're building to this all week, obviously. It is about Uranus trying to awaken you, help you reinvent yourself, shake things up, make changes that are going to play out through your key relationships, Libra. So you can expect this to really be focusing in on a partner, either in your romantic or business life, or to focus in on an agent or attorney or specialist or client or competitor or opponent or whoever else is important relationship in your life. And at the same time, excuse me, Jupiter is pushing on that square and saying, I want to see growth. I want to see more happiness or prosperity for you through your career or through your personal goals, big goals, or through reputation or fame, or through dealings with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody who's in a power position. And so Jupiter wants these big things to happen while Uranus is shaking things up with these key people. So wherever you find yourself in that dynamic, just know that the more you can kind of get real about where you are, embrace the changes, look to what it is you really want and need going forward, the better prepared you will be by the time we get to the March 30th through April 22nd, amped up, intense period around those themes. For Scorpio, this is your last Mercury retrograde week, and it is really going to stand out on three different days that are asking you to really go back and wrap up anything that's still lingering that you either want to let go of or reclaim or revise. And for Scorpio, it's tied into your home, any real estate deals or real estate interests, any moves or renovations, anything that have to do with family, parents, roommates, your security needs. And so you're going to be talking with some people from the past about these things, or making some offers, or fielding some offers, or writing something, or you know, getting all the details gathered together in this week as you're making some choices. So Friday is a challenging day, and it looks like it just kind of challenges you. I don't know if you feel overwhelmed while you're rushing around trying to get everything together, or you feel like, you know, I don't know. It's either you're physically stressed a little bit, or there's just something that is a personal goal to you that you really want, and so you're being overly ambitious for it on Friday. Just know that it'll be a big Mercury retrograde day. Double-check all your facts and figures, and definitely if there's somebody you need to connect with, this will be a day where you push harder. By Sunday the 23rd, we have an opportunity aspect, so things should go really pretty well. You should be able to move things along somehow when it comes to home or family or parents or roommates or real estate or moves or renovations and all of that. And so, you know, you want to talk or listen to the offers or write or sign agreements or look at sales and all of this. And the door that opens to something that should be beneficial to your income or your possessions, dealing with possessions there, or any kind of purchase that you still need to make. And on the 27th, it comes full circle, and you are finally going to be in there making those choices that are either about endings or, you know, leaving something behind or taking something forward with you in some new way when it comes to your Mercury retrograde themes. So you will, again, want to make that a day of choices and talks and decisions. The Venus-Saturn opportunity, obviously Saturn is in Scorpio's sign. You guys are feeling it the most intensely of anybody because you're hosting it. So it's a time where, you know, you're being polished into that diamond. It doesn't always feel so good, but you look shiny and sparkly and nice. So it's good in the end. You'll feel better when you're out from under it. But the cool thing is this is a really positive aspect. And so some of that real hard work you've been doing is about to pay off in this week ahead. If you look back to the third week of September and what it was you were getting serious about for yourself, what really important personal goal did you have? What was there that you were trying to either commit to or end when it came to your name, your identity, or your title? What was it about your body or your image or your brand? When we finally get to Monday, and I should say that this is going to involve a woman or love or income, because Venus is involved, on Monday the 24th. So the door opens, and the door opens through some kind of communications realm. So you may be in talks or with a speaking role or writing or fielding offers or making sales or signing agreements or finding out that you can come to terms or negotiate something. Or you also might be out there locally or on a short trip or getting involved with siblings or neighbors or transportation vehicles or electronics in all of this. Definitely a time when you can commit or in something, structure something in a beneficial way that should be good for your making money or your love or a female that is benefiting you in the situation. All right. The Jupiter-Uranus square for Scorpio that is building all week. Uranus, it comes to a head on the 26th. Uranus is trying to get you to awaken and to make some changes, to reinvent yourself, to shake some things up and get out of a rut. And really, you know, doing all this around work possibilities, around coworkers or people that you hire to help, over anything health-related, over paperwork that you still need to deal with, or over animals or environmental interests. So, you know, you're going to feel this kind of need to break out or shake something up or make changes and awaken something here on Wednesday. And at the same time, Jupiter's squaring and Jupiter is saying, I want something big. I want something to see, I want to see growth, or I want something to bring more happiness or prosperity. And for Scorpio, that's pushing in the areas of legal channels, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity, anything in the educational realm, anything involving travel or foreign interests, anything with weddings or religion or politics. So they're butting heads on Wednesday, and you're going to be pushing, or you're going to be dealing with something that's pushing at you. And so you do want to really pay attention. What is this big thing that's going on here? Is it legal and paperwork? Is it travel and a coworker? Is it, or travel for health? Is it, you know, media and coworkers or people you hire? Is it, you know, what is the combination for you? You can go through that list and figure out what it is that's, I know you know just by hearing it. That's the wonderful thing about astrology, to dial into these topics and everybody's like, oh, I know what that is for me. So pay attention to where you find yourself in the whole process on Wednesday, the 26th, because between March 30th and April 22nd, it's going to get extremely intense, and you want to have all your ducks in a row. So figure out what your issues are and what you still need to do on Wednesday by what becomes clear. For Sagittarius, Mercury has been retrograding, and this is your last week of Mercury retrograde, and it's in your communication zone. So the sages have been revisiting ideas that they had in the past of something that was calling them. They're revisiting, you know, meetings and talks and offers and proposals and decisions from the past. They're going back and looking at past writing or speaking roles or interviews or auditions, going back and looking at agreements and sales, anything involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, anything with vehicles or electronics. And so there's a lot there for the sage. And there are going to be 3 days that you really do want to kind of wrap some things up, get in there, deal with the past, make some choices, or figure out where you are in the situation in this last week. So Friday the 21st is going to challenge you. The challenge is that there's something emotionally tied to this involved with your romantic getaway or your spiritual calling or your artistic talents or a hospital or addiction or research or something in development or, you know, some kind of isolated period in the mix. So do have your talks about this stuff and figure out where you are in the situation. Do what you can to overcome the obstacles or be more ambitious in the area. By Sunday the 23rd, the door opens. It opens straight into the Sagittarian sign. So I feel like, you know, there is a lot coming through. You're going to be able to communicate what you need, have those meetings, make those choices, field those offers. Things should go well for Sage on Sunday, so do open up. And by Thursday the 27th, you guys are ready now. You're at the conjunction. You're either going to leave some things behind, take some things forward. You kind of have revitalized that part of your life, and you should know what you're ready to switch on with the Mercury going direct the following day. Venus and Saturn sextiling for Sag. Back in the third week of September last year, you guys were really kind of looking at anything serious when it came to your romantic getaways or clandestine romance or the private things going on in your romantic life, anything that was going on in art, music, film, dance, sculpture, poetry, any of those artistic talents, anything going on in your spiritual pursuits, your meditation, yoga, magic, psychic interests, anything going on with hospitals, healing, addictions, bad habits, and where you were trying to go with any of that, anything that was playing out of a research or investigations or projects in development. And so, you know, Venus was with you at that moment. And so Venus was saying, okay, who's the woman involved here? Or how is my love tied into this? Or how is my potential to make money tied into this? These are Venus's themes. She rules income, love, and women. So back in mid-September, you know, you were setting off on some course with all of this. Come Monday the 24th of this month, this coming Monday, a door opens. And now all of a sudden, Venus is saying, okay, you can make money. I can help you with possessions, or there's a beautiful gift here in via the love, or there's a purchase that can be made, or all of a sudden you're going to be valued at some higher level. This is a wonderful door opening. You want to cement something one way or the other. Does being valued mean you walk away? Then that's a positive ending that can be made on Monday. More likely, you're going to see a lot of commitments and a lot of structuring and solid, you know, cemented things going on around you, so the opportunity is there for that, and so embrace what you can in those areas. By Wednesday the 26th, Jupiter-Uranus square. For Sage, you're ruled by Jupiter, definitely feeling that one on a personal level. You know, Uranus has been asking Sagittarius to break out of ruts, reinvent themselves, awaken, make changes when it comes to your love life, your children, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. And so by Wednesday the 26th, you're really going to be feeling, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to do something here. I got to, you know, get out of that stagnation, or I've got to put my original mark on something here, and it's exciting, or it's very change-oriented. And Jupiter has been trying to push you for some kind of growth or some kind of happiness or prosperity. The growth and prosperity on the business side for Sag would be through outside financial realms. So something big happening with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, investments, settlements, or partners' money. On the the happiness and growth side in the personal life, it's pushing you for something big when it comes to your sex life, your intimacy needs, your reproductive needs, a birth, mortality issues, or a divorce. And so these two are clashing on Wednesday the 26th, you know, push and pull, what needs to go bigger, what needs to change, how's my freedom involved or my originality, and what's going to make me happy. And so really pay attention to where you are in this big thing. It could be something really exciting and wonderful, something that challenges you. I don't exactly know where you personally are on your journey, but I can tell you that it's a big one. And whatever you're feeling or seeing on this particular day or the days leading up to it, you definitely want to pay attention, because come March 30th through April 22nd, this is going to get way bigger and way more intense. And so, you know, make some choices now. Get yourself prepared for how crazy it's going to get. And that's it for Sag. For Capricorn, this last week of Mercury retrograde is going to be focusing on the last talks, meetings, offers, sales, writing, agreements, decisions that you need to revisit and tie things up and figure out what you're doing when it comes to your income or when it comes to your possessions or purchases or being valued. So the 3 days that stand out for that, where you really do need to get in there and make some choices or say what needs to be said, are Friday the 21st, where you will be challenged. So that either means you're going to be way more, you know, aggressive and ambitious, or you're going to be dealing with an obstacle, and that involves a friend or a group or the internet or something in social networking or based around your aspirations. By Sunday the 23rd, that income, possession, purchase, value arena that you're talking about and reconnecting about and making some choices about aligns in a really positive way with anything in the artistic or spiritual or romantic realm, or dealing with institutions or doing your research or developing a project. So you definitely get in there and connect on those levels. And then by Thursday the 27th, you are at the conjunction and you guys are ready to now either leave something behind, take something forward, or a little bit of both in preparation for Mercury going direct on Friday the 28th. The Venus-Saturn sextile, Capricorns feel very personally because Saturn is their ruler. And this is an open door. This is an opportunity that's opening up on Monday, the 24th. So you want to think back to the third week of September. What were you getting serious about with your aspiration and some new ambition there? What were you getting serious about with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, events or parties, or your personal freedoms or inventions or original ideas? Venus was there with that. And so Venus was saying, there's a woman involved here, or there's something that is ties into your pursuit for love or your love life, or something that ties into making money, your income. Venus, income, love, and women. So back there when you were starting off on this serious thing in those fields, you're finally at the first open door on Monday the 24th. So the door throws open, and it opens right into your sign. So all of a sudden you can take something to the next level with that friend, that aspiration, that group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the social networking, the invention, the original concept. And it ties in with you and what you can do yourself or what benefits you and is in some way connected with the woman, the love, or the making of the money. So it's a good thing. So commit, make some endings, structure things, all good. And the Jupiter-Uranus square that's building all week, you know, Uranus is trying to get Capricorn to shake things up, make changes, reinvent themselves, awaken when it comes to their home life, what's going on in their house, who they live with, their roommates, their family, their parent, what's going on with real estate, what's going on with renovations or moves or security needs. So Uranus is really going to be shaking that tree this week, and it's really going to escalate by Wednesday the 26th. And you need to ask yourself, what do you need? Where are you? How do you want to reinvent yourself in that situation? And Jupiter at the same time is going to be pushing for something big, you know. Jupiter wants to see some growth for you, some happiness, some prosperity for you. And it's pushing hard on key relationships in your life. So pushing for you to find the right partner in romance or business, to find the right agent, attorney, specialist, clients, the right, you know, whatever, whoever that person is, a better way of dealing with the competition even. And so this stuff is going to come to a head on Wednesday the 26th. You really do want to pay special attention to what is revolving around your life on that day or in the week leading up to that day, because by the time we get to March 30th through April 22nd, this is going to go the charts, and you do want to be prepared for it. So whatever changes you're making now can get you into the right place to deal with all the, you know, wild stuff that's about to happen at that point. For Aquarius, Mercury retrograde is in its very last week in this week ahead, and Mercury is retrograding in your sign, so it is quite the week for you guys to go back and deal with any past issues or interests and tie some loose ends up and figure out what it is that you really still want to do or let go of. And, you know, there can be a real strong focus in this on having talks or making decisions or fielding offers that affect your body or your image or your brand or your name, identity, title. And so, you know, don't be afraid to work on that a little bit in this week ahead. So it starts, the 3 days that stand out are Friday the 21st, when you will be challenged over reaching a goal or dealing with an authority figure like a boss, parent, judge, or getting out there in the spotlight or doing something on the career front. So, you know, push yourself a little harder or be prepared to kind of really figure out what it is you want here. And by Sunday the 23rd, the talks and the revisiting of this old part of what you need or who you are, there's an open door. There's something really lovely happening on Sunday. So you can connect with friends, with groups online, with astrology charities, social networking, parties and gatherings. Definitely looks beneficial and helps you figure out what you're doing. And by Thursday the 27th, you are ready now to either leave some things behind or take some new things forward or old things forward with you in new ways as you prepare for Mercury going direct on the 28th. For the Venus-Saturn sextile, Aquarius, back in the third week of September last year, Saturn was really asking you to get serious about a goal, your career, your reputation, your status. It could be a personal goal, you know, getting married or buying a house or retiring, something like that. Or how you were, something serious that involved an authority figure, the parent, the boss, the judge, whoever that person was. Venus was involved back here in the third week of September. So this was either, tied directly into a female you're dealing with here, or involves your love life or making money. So when we get to Monday the 24th, the first door opens from whatever it was you started out on back there in the third week of September. And this third door opens in some kind of lovely way with Venus, so the woman, the love, or the money, and it's playing out around your artistic talents or projects, your spiritual pursuits, romantic getaways, anything dealing with institutions, hospitals, healing, dealing with addictions, anything that can kind of pull you back from the world and help you research or dream or fantasize and just kind of go with the mystical, magical flow. So you do want to see if there's ways to make commitments or to end something under positive auspices or to structure things on Monday that tie into these themes because it does look beneficial for you. And the Jupiter-Uranus square that has been pushing all of us is going to be building all week, is exact on Wednesday the 26th. So you're going to be feeling this as Uranus is trying to get you to break free, make changes, awaken yourself, get out of a rut. And it's really coming around the area of the mind, the way you think, the choices you make, proposals and offers, agreements and sales, meetings and talks, writing and speaking roles, interviews and auditions, any of those communication realms. Also ties in very strongly with what's going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, local activities, community interests, or short trips. So you guys really want to look at, what's really going to be kind of pushing you to break the mold or make changes in those realms by Wednesday. And at the same time, Jupiter's pushing against this. So Jupiter wants growth. It wants happiness and prosperity for you. And it's pushing you to make something bigger happen when it comes to the job, the coworker, the person you hire, paperwork in the mix, any health matters on your plate, or anything involving animals. So you're going to see this stuff coming to a head by Wednesday, and you want to pay attention to what's going on there at that time because, it's going to be a big clue as to what's going to be escalating big time between March 30th and April 22nd. Really do to make some choices and move towards those directions as you can. For Pisces, this last week of Mercury retrograde, there are going to be 3 days that really stand out, so you do want to be revisiting the past and really looking at what you can. For Pisces, this is in the mystical, magical part of the chart. So you guys are going to be looking at any kind of talks or meetings or decisions based around romance that's developing behind closed doors or any kind of research or investigations, anything that's going on with spiritual pursuits, anything with artistic projects or talents, anything with hospitals or addictions or bad habits or karmic connections. It's a lot. It's very kind of dreamy, magical, interesting for Pisces. And so, the 3 days that stand out for this are Friday the 21st, when you will be challenged to either look at the wedding, the travel, the legal part of things, the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or educational aspects of what's going on, and either push yourself harder or have that hard talk, or, deal with obstacles in the way. On Sunday the 23rd, a door opens, and now the goals can be met, or the career can be forwarded, or you can deal with an authority figure in the mix, like the boss, the parent, the judge, or somebody who has a power play in the situation in a positive way. And by Thursday the 27th, you'll have your last choice or decision or talk or agreement. And really, at this point, you guys are at the conjunction, so you know what you want to let go of. You know what you want to take forward in a new direction that involves the past still, if you decide to carry some of that forward with you and preparation for Mercury going direct on the 28th. For Monday the 24th with the Venus-Saturn sextile and Pisces, you guys need to look back into September, the third week of September last year, and look at what you were really getting serious about when it came to legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, or politics, all the higher-minded arenas. And there, at that time, Venus was wrapped around this serious topic that you were looking at. So it involved a woman or your love life or making money in those, in tied into those areas. So now, on Monday the 24th, the first door opens, and all of a sudden, you can reach out for the love or the making of the money or the female in the mix. And you can further an aspiration. You can deal with a friend in a better way. You can deal with your internet way that it ties into things, a group that's involved, if astrology or charities or causes or social networking is involved. All of this is very beneficial, and you do want to see what you can take to the next level, commit to, or if there's a positive ending or a way to structure things, you should find it. And then the Jupiter-Uranus square that's building all week, Uranus is, you know, has been and continues to be trying to get you to break out of a rut, to reinvent yourself, to awaken and embrace changes when it comes to your income, when it comes to your possessions or your purchases or the way you feel valued in life and what values you hold dear to yourself. And so by the 26th, this Wednesday, you're going to feel that really hit, an intense point, and that need to kind of shake things up or break free or make that change is going to be very heated for you. And or maybe introduce something original in the way to make money or something, you know, unique about you. And at the same time, Jupiter's pushing really hard. It's trying to get you to see some growth or some more happiness or prosperity through your love life or with a lover, through your children, through creative projects, or through recreational interests. And so that's going to be pushing equally as hard on Wednesday the 26th. So pay close attention to where you find yourself this week ahead, and note that wherever you are, it is going to get way more intense between March 30th and April 22nd, and do what you can now to kind of get yourself ready for that. And I hope everybody has a fantastic last Mercury retrograde week. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back. I didn't cough too bad. I think the medicine's working. Hopefully cough-free next week, and I will talk to you then. Have a good one.